In the age of Amazon e-books and on-demand publishing, small presses have had to make big changes to stay afloat. And Orange Fraser Press in Wilmington has become one of Ohio's most versatile small publishers. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds stopped by their offices to learn how this little press that could continues to thrive after 30 years.
Main Street in Wilmington, Ohio looks like Main Street in a lot of Midwestern towns. There's a beautiful historic theater from the city's glory days, but there are also a handful of empty storefronts downtown. Make a right and there's a vape shop. Make a left and there's a pawn shop. And if you duck down the alley that runs behind Main Street, you'll stumble upon one of Wilmington's enormous murals. This one looks like a scene from a Shakespeare play. On the second floor of the building, there's a small balcony, and the muralist has painted a woman in a gown on that balcony. She has one hand on the railing and the other on the wall in a way that suggests she's about to climb over, to escape or elope. These are the offices of Orange Fraser Press and publisher Marcy Hawley.
Most publishers our size don't exist anymore because they haven't been able to make it or they've been purchased by the larger book publishing companies. And we've just stayed independent and we feel like we're rather a hybrid.
By hybrid, Hawley means that Orange Fraser is both a traditional publisher and a custom publisher. They make custom books for big companies and promotional books for arts organizations. They help poets, artists, and children's authors self-publish. The press started out slowly. Marcy Hawley and Orange Fraser editor John Baskin worked at Ohio Magazine in the 1980s. The magazine asked them to make a book of quirky Ohio history. It was called Ohio Matters of Fact, and it included things like the state's history of astonishingly large fruits and vegetables.
In 1842, Isaac Price from Mercer County has a pumpkin 7 feet in circumference, which produces 170 pounds of seeds. In 1910,
the magazine's publisher let the book languish, which inspired Hawley and some of her colleagues to take action.
It was our baby, so we bought it back from them, and we put it in the trunks of our cars, and we drove around to all the independent bookstores, and it went into 4 printings. We sold them all.
They started making a book a year and soon left the magazine for publishing. These days, instead of indie bookstores, the internet is the place for a lot of their promotions and sales. And books about sports have become some of their biggest successes.
When Chad Johnson was the wide receiver for the Bengals, that book came out, and we had 2,000 people that came to Main Street. They closed the state route so everybody could come and sign books with Chad Johnson, and the same with Joe Nuxall. Johnny Bench was here for his book.
Hawley's 2 daughters work with her now. Her daughter, Margaret Morgan, is the first point of contact for most Orange Fraser authors. Oftentimes, writers are looking for a traditional publisher, where the house takes on the risk. But Orange Fraser has had a lot of luck helping people self-publish and build a following.
And a lot of the conversations that I end up having with individuals is explaining the difference between traditional and custom and how difficult it is to get an agent, how difficult it is to get into Big Six publishers. And so we just talk about the possibility of doing a small print run and develop your following, and then you become more attractive to maybe a larger publisher if that's what you ultimately want.
Orange Fraser also makes custom books for corporations and nonprofits. These books might be given away or sold at retail or both. Rick Kennedy wrote the book on GE jet engines. I mean that literally. GE Aviation is celebrating its centennial this year. That wing of GE incorporated in Dayton in 1919. And when they wanted a book to commemorate the anniversary, they asked Kennedy, a 30-year veteran of the company, to write it.
So when I had the opportunity to write this book, I was contracted by GE to write it. There was never any question that I was going to work with Orange Fraser Press because they take these books very personally and they just give them a really charming feel to them, a unique feel. You can always tell an Orange Fraser Press book when you pick one up.
Kennedy says the GE book contains over 200 photos and each one was laid out perfectly. He says that detail and caring is something that Orange Fraser provides from concept to completion.
When you go there to discuss a book with them, you know, Marcy takes you into this like this quaint little dining room area and you sit down on a big couch and chat with her. And, you know, it's very unbusinesslike, brings you a cup of coffee and the different folks are working in little small rooms nearby. And it just, I think, it permeates all the way through the way they conduct business.
And those are the type of personal touches that have kept this small press in the pink. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.